Hello and welcome. I like this big group we have out here. We'd like to thank you for coming out here. This is our last show for the night, for the afternoon. And the last show. I'm going to open it up as we normally do in tradition. And I'm going to do the number that we use at our halau. We've done it before, but I'm going to do it again. It's called Kunihi. And it is done in the EAEA style, which is the EAEA style. Okay? Kunihi ka maunai ka lai o vai ali ali huki ae lai ka lani ka papa awai o ka vai ki ni. Alai ae lai no no nalu kai puha ka laula mau ka okupa e. Mai paa I ka leo. He ole kahe mai e, kunihi ka mauna ka lai o vai ale ale huki ae lai ka lani ka papa awai o ka vai kini. Alai ae lai no no nalu kai puha a ka laula mau ka o ka pae. Mai paa I ka leo, he ole kahe mai e, Aloha. One more time. Aloha. Boy, you sound like a bunch of natives out there. Aloha. What we'd like to do is bring our hula dancers. We have three hula dancers here today. And they can't wait to get up here on stage. Okay, the first dancer we're going to bring up, her name is Kalei Nani, which means beautiful lei. She's going to be doing a number that's called Waika. It's written about the land where we were raised. She's my daughter. She was raised in Honolulu, but we were raised in this area of Waika. So we like to do this number. And from this number, you see different implements up here. The gourd in the middle is called the ipu. It is used as a percussion instrument. The pink feathers is called an uli uli. And this is a rattle, similar to the maracas, with the feathers on the top. And the cross bamboos there is called a pu'ili, which is a split bamboo. And we'll be doing a song called Noho Pai Pai. Noho Pai Pai means rocking chair hula. These two guys here at the table and I, we're going to look like you two guys too. We're going to be sitting down in a couple hours, sit on a rocking chair and just rock back and forth. Noho Pai Pai. By the way, this is called an ukulele. Uku in Hawaiian means flee, and lele means to go up and down, to bounce or to fly. So when the Portuguese brought this instrument to Hawaii, the Hawaiians saw it and saw the strings bouncing up and down, and they said, there's fleas jumping on the string. That's what makes it move. Therefore, the Hawaiians came up with their own instrument and called it the ukulele, which is a copy of the, not copy, but similar to the Portuguese instrument. Kuakula owe ika malanai ake ki pupu nolu kamaka hoka o Hawaii o uri nini au Kapua o ko ai e ha ike anu kana hele o waika aloha vai ka ia au me he pola me he pola kama kalena o ke ko ola kapua helau ka hua kai hele i ka pali loa. A he aloha e, a he aloha e, a he aloha e. Okay, this is a little change in tempo, a little faster.
Pupue iho wa mehe ana, oni ana owe se kupoli. Pupue iho wa e mehe ana, oni ana se kupoli. Mehe ala no e i mai ana, au he a kulei rose lani. Mehe ala no e i mai ana, au he a kulei Roselani. Ina o you mehe au, kaupono ika noho pai pai. Ina o you mehe au, somebody sitting in my rocking chair.
Hence the name.
Haina ia mai kapuana, honiana hoe se kupoli. Haina ia mai kapuana, honiana hoe se kupoli. Kupoli.
We have two young students out here. They're training with Naopiopio, which is the halau or is it a hula school. And they do it at the Polynesian Hotel at Disney. Ariel and Lindley have been dancing for a while. They want to do a number that they are still learning, but this is a good time to come out and share it with you. As they're learning it, it's going to be done on the CD, so I can relax.
Thank you.
About a big hand. Thank you. Hula is a beautiful dance. The expression of the hula is done with the hands and the eyes, basically. When you see the hand motion, it tells you whether it's a flower or going up the mountain or the ocean. Everything is within the hands. The eyes always follow the hands, like regular, you know, dancing. What they like to do next is another number called He Ui. Ui in Hawaiian means beautiful. This is a story about a girl who tried all kind of ways to catch her man. And you watch the motions and you tell what she did. And she finally catches him and they get married at the end. So watch the motions carefully. Watch the hands, the hip movement, and watch the eyes. Okay? He Ui.
Mili mili ai, he ui no.
All right, Ariel and Lindy. Give them a big hand. Thank you. How many of you want to be dancers now? You see what drove the sailors crazy when it came to Hawaii? They had a hard time going in Hawaii. We're going to give a short break to the song. Then we're going to bring Kalei Nani Baik out to do the Hawaiian wedding song, which is the most popular hula. That's the hula they wanted us to do at this one, so we've been doing it every show. This is an old Hawaiian song. Most of the young musicians don't play the old song, so since I'm five, I'm going to be playing a song called He Love It. And if we have time, we'll switch, go right into another song, make it a medley.
Kumakaka ikena o hi love, ika papalo hi mai a o maukele. Kumakaka ikena o hi love, ika papalo hi mai a o maukele. Ipakele ahua o ike. Awala au ne puni vai pio. Aole. Aole no vau eloa amai. Ahe uhi vai no doke kuahine. Ai hiva hiva au na kamakua. Ahe lei ai na ke. No puna ke ala kai hiki mai, no ika lelea ohi ilave.
It's almost the end.
Haina ia mai ana kapuana, kumakaka ikena ohi ilave, ilave. Haina ia mai ana kapuana, kumakaka ikena ohi ilave, ilave, ilave.
In old Hawaiian songs, whenever you hear, thank you. Whenever you hear the word haina ia mai ana kapuana, this means my song is ending. So the old Hawaiian songs all had that in their song. You listen to the new songs, they never use the word haina ia mai. So not, then you know it's a newly composed song. Okay, we'd like to bring Kalei Nani out now to do the Hawaiian wedding song. I retired about 14 years ago from entertainment, but end up here about 7 years now. So once a year I get to do a little bit of entertaining. The Hawaiian wedding song was done by Elvis Presley in the movie Blue Hawaii. He did a beautiful job, and the people love Elvis.
Now that we are one. on this our wedding day. I do love you with all.
Okay, this is the time, if you have any questions you'd like to ask, we'll try to answer them, just keep them simple. Any questions out there that you have? Or do you want to come up and sing a song or do a hula? Okay, in Hawaii we have two types of dancing. The hula kahiko, kahiko means old or ancient, and the hula awana. Awana in Hawaiian means to wander. So the music during the reign of King Kalakaua, on the top right-hand side there, changed. When he brought hula back into the public entertainment, he brought a new type of hula out using modern instruments, like the ukulele, the guitar, the bass, drums, and different instruments. That's a hula awana. The hula kahiko is the ancient dance, and it's used, danced using the old implements back there, the drum, or the hula pahu, which is the drum in the middle, the double-headed gourd, we call it ipu heke. And there's several other different instruments I don't have on display there, but it's called a punio, or the knee drum. These instruments were all percussion and used strictly for the ancient dance. It was not allowed to be used in the modern hula. It was kapu or tabud. If you use it in the wrong time, oh boy, you never hear the end. Okay, how many of you know any Hawaiian songs like... Where did he go? Like Pearly Shells. Anybody heard Pearly Shells? Okay, I'm going to teach you this song. It's very simple. Just follow after me. Pearly shells from the ocean, shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all those little pearly shells. See, you can sing Hawaiian song. Let's do it one more time. Pearly shells from the ocean, shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all those little pearly shells. Okay, this is how we do it in Hawaiian. Poo poo. E love mai, ika mea ho, e haoli. I forgot the word. He told me not to sing. Okay, that's the, they sang that song so much we got sick and tired of that song. Another song we got tired of as musicians is Tiny Bubbles. Yeah, Don sang that song and... he loved this song, which he made him a millionaire, you know, Tiny Bubbles. Okay, I don't know how much time we have left. I'm waiting for a signal. Get off. huh? Okay, probably the last number, I'd like to do a number. It's called He Puna Hele No Oe. I've never done it before, but I love this song. It's done by the Casimir Brothers. Robert Casimir, one of the most beautiful voices in Hawaii, sing this song. I'm going to attempt to do it.
He puna he.
Thank you very much. I always wanted to sing that song. This is my chance to sing it out. We have a good mic system here. What we'd like to do now is bring our hula dancers back out and introduce them to you one more time so they can come for their applause. Did Kalainani change? Oh, no? Okay. Oh, they're going to do Huki Lao. Come on, everyone knows how to do the Huki Lao. Of course, we didn't tell them they were going to do the Huki Lao, but let's see what happens. They do it different ways. They learn from different teachers, so you may see different motions out there. Oh, we going to a Huki Lao. A Huki, 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 Huki Lao. Everybody does the Huki Lao. Where the lalo is the kauka at the luau. Oh, we throw our nets out into the sea, and all the ama ama come swimming to me. Oh, we go wing to a Huki Lao. A Huki, 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 a Huki, 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 a Huki, 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 Huki Lao. A short version of it. In front here we have one of our hula dancers. This is my daughter, Kalainani. She's been dancing. She didn't dance in Hawaii, but she started dancing here in Florida. So she's a Florida-taught hula dancer. Her auntie, Alapai, and myself, we're her kumus, or her teacher. And she also dances professionally all over. She dances Tahitian Hawaiian. They all need to learn the Hawaiian, the Tahitian, and the Maori dances. Sometimes also the Samoan dance. Then we have Ariel on this side. She's been dancing how many years? 3 years? 4 years? She's been dancing about 7 years. Her mother's a beautiful hula dancer. She's a winner of many competitions in California. And she has to learn at an early age because mama's a dancer. And we also have Lindley out there. How long have you been dancing, Lindley? or 7 or 8 years too. Lynn's mom, where is she? It's Ginger there. She was doing the hippie generation. That's what she told me. They came to Hawaii. She ended up on Molokai, and they lived off of the land in the old days, like the old Hawaiians did. She lived in Hawaii for about 30 years. She is a master quilter, Hawaiian quilt. If you want to learn quilt, you want to buy it or see her quilt, she does very beautiful work. She trained under the great kapa makers or quilt makers of Molokai. Molokai only? Yeah. Of Molokai. So she's learned a lot of the old patterns. She has beautiful patterns. And she's one of our co-coordinators for our hula competition. I'm going to plug our competition right now. On July 26th in Orlando, we have some flyers there, I think. We have our hula competition. This is our 7th year. And we have dancers come from different parts of Florida and Georgia, sometimes different areas, but this year only Georgia and Florida. And they come to compete and to share their dance. The hula is sharing. Our culture is all sharing. We have dancers from every ethnic group participating in the competition. So it's a lot of fun. Come on out. We have Hawaiian food, real Hawaiian food, not the ones you find in the restaurants. So come out and join us. We have flyers if you can come and you live close to Orlando. Come and visit us. Again, we'd like to thank you very much for sharing our culture with us here. And the girls and I would like to tell you all, aloha. Mahalo nui. Thank you very much. Ahui ho. Goodbye. Mahalo.